to protect your health and well-being with another hour of the Good Day Health Program. This time it's Dr. Ken Kronhaus. For those of you who are new to the program, he runs Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Is here with all kinds of serious studies, information about your health and well-being, concerns you may have. In a few minutes, we're going to meet another doctor, Dr. John Aguinobi, who has a focus on how to win your goals in weight loss. This will be important, Ken, for a lot of you who've been on a weight loss program. You worked hard to lose, what, about 30? I think you lost almost 30 pounds, didn't you?
Oh, you're cutting me 10. I lost 40 pounds.
You, 40, really? Wow.
I did. Golly. In 2015.
Yeah, I think you're too thin. I've said that before. Anyway, I want to lose about 10. Maybe I think you think I should lose about 10, 12 pounds to get into that right group, whatever it may be. So if you have a, if you've got a goal, there's a way that this doctor is going to suggest that you can work with other people to reach your goals. So we'll help you lose weight in a few moments. Ken will talk to Dr. Aguinobi about the best ways. He'll tell his experience and then find out how this program may work. Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, there are a lot of things that are going on in medicine this week, and Ken does his usual best to bring you up to date with some of the things. Actually, there's a lot of negative news in the studies this week.
It is what it is.
Yeah, the marijuana problem and how it may raise stroke and heart failure risk. You're a cardiologist. Tell us the story behind the story here, will you?
This month, the cardiologists from around the world meet in Washington, D.C., the American College of Cardiology, one of the major cardiology groups in the country, the American Heart Association, the other major group. They each have an annual scientific...
You belong to both of those groups? Do you
participate? I go to both. I've presented at both meetings, and I've gone to both meetings, and I can't go to both every year, but fortunately with the internet, you can keep up, and with communications and satellites and blah, blah, blah. So I've been monitoring what's been going on and couldn't get up to Washington, D.C. This week, but nevertheless, there's a lot of great information this week delivered, and at both meetings, one's in March, one's in November, there's just a spray of new information about the heart, because this is when the scientists deliver all the new findings from their labs and from their clinics, and in front of an audience of people who are interested. And this week, an important topic that was discussed at the American College of Cardiology annual scientific sessions took place on March 10th. And the report is about marijuana, because in America, Doug, we know it's becoming increasingly legalized for medicinal or recreational purposes. Mm-hmm. However, this new research, Doug, warns of the harms of marijuana use after finding that the drug may have bad implications for cardiovascular health. That's the circulation from head to toe. What they discovered and reported, and, you know, this is not an opinion. This is not trying to be the, you know, the bad guy in the group and just the naysayer. This is just the facts. Looking at people who use it, looking at people who don't, and what they discovered was that adults who use marijuana are much greater at risk of heart failure, coronary artery disease, that's what leads to heart attacks, stroke, and sudden cardiac death. That's when you just drop dead suddenly from an electrical storm of the heart, than those who do not use the drug. So it just seems to me that out of intuition and feel good and emotion, we're slipping into a lot more permissiveness with by law of this drug, and buyer beware.
But if it's going to be legalized anyway, I mean, the idea is it's going to be used, so why not legalize it and collect something in terms of taxation? I mean, that's the argument for it one way or another. It doesn't mean that it's good for you just because it's legalized. How much stuff, smoking tobacco products is legal and it's not good for you. Drinking alcohol is legal. That's not good for you. Driving 110 miles an hour, well, that's not legal. Anyway, what'd you start to say?
Well, it gives a feeling, I think, to the younger folks that when it becomes legal, that it's not so bad. Mm-hmm. And you know, It's just, you know, as a doctor, I'm looking out for everybody's health and working so hard. And when I'm offset in what I'm trying to do by somebody doing this to themselves, it's, you know, as a physician who I consider myself a preventionist cardiology. You know, this is really a new cutting edge area of cardiology. Academic medical centers now have sections of preventive cardiology. When I was in medical school, when I was in training, an intern, even a fellow in the 80s, we didn't have sections of prevention in our departments. It was just unheard of. And this is now the cutting edge. And I consider myself a preventive cardiologist. And this is just working very much against me.
It's 13 past the hour on Good Day Health.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world. Coming up to 4:15 here, Good Day Health, Doug Steffen, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and Dr. John Agwunobi joins us. He is the Chief Health and Nutrition Officer at Herbalife. And so what we want to do is focus on whether or not it makes sense to join a nutrition club to help you achieve your goals. We're still into this, Dr. Agwunobi. That is the time of year when people say they want to lose it. I'm one of these people. I'm working pretty hard at getting rid of that little rub-a-dub-dub that comes between Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's. You know, everybody's into it. Yeah, you probably don't have one. Dr. Ken doesn't have one, but I've got one. So where do we start? This is a team approach to losing weight. How does that work?
Yeah, you know, Doug and Dr. Ken, it's a pleasure being on with you both.
This is a time of year
where lots of people are struggling just to kind of stay healthy. Whether your goal is weight loss or it's just general health, we believe it's important that you don't try to go it alone. There's no fast, quick fix to health or to weight loss. It's a slow lifestyle change that makes the best difference over time. And we find that when you do it in a group of people, or when you at least reach out to someone that loves you and supports you and let them know what you're trying to do, that you're far more likely to achieve those goals over time. So the message is, don't try to go it alone. Whether you do it in a big group or a small group of buddies, try to do it with partners who can support you.
All right. So, Ken, you want to take this and use as your own experience losing that 40 pounds? How would it have been enhanced if you were in a group?
Well, Dr. John, great to be with you. And I so much agree with you because I think obesity is contagious and I think weight loss is contagious. And I think the people that you associate with has so much of a factor about what size you are. You look around and people, let's not use cliches, birds of a feather, but people, if you want to be thin, you have to have thin friends or you won't be thin.
Yeah. You know, Dr. Ken, I must admit there's actually science that supports exactly what you said. You know, when you want to achieve your goals, it's important that you surround yourself with people that are trying to achieve similar goals. They can help you track your progress over time. They can help encourage you when you're kind of losing your motivation or you're tiring of the effort. Sometimes they can offer you tips and insights that help you get past hurdles or barriers in your health journey. So I completely agree, Dr. Ken. It's critically important that if you are trying to pursue a health goal, and it might be that it's weight management, weight loss, no matter what it is, try to make sure you have somebody by your side who can help you get there, either because they've done it themselves or because they happen to be on the same journey you're on.
Well, there are a couple of different approaches here, it seems to me. One of them has to do with what you're eating, and the other has to do with the exercise program. There may be two of the components. Maybe there are others as well. Eating well can be a group sport, can it not? I mean, maybe it in fact should be. You need support for people. If you eat by yourself a lot and you're eating bad food, if you're around people that eat well, that's going to have a positive impact, yes?
That is absolutely correct. If you're surrounding yourself with people that are focused on eating healthy, and for weight, and perhaps even for heart conditions, this might include a higher protein, lower carbohydrate, lots of vegetables, a healthy, balanced meal. But so to be able to get to that, it's important that you surround yourself with people that are eating similar things, or that you at least lay down a marker with those people so they're watching over your shoulder if you're tempted to stray.
All right. So support systems are important. We got that. And where do we find these groups, do you think? Where is a place to go, either Ken or John? Where do you go to find these groups?
Well, this is Dr. John. I always challenge people to say, listen, first be clear on what your goal is, and then try to find a group that matches those goals, that fits those goals. If you're trying to lose weight, you might not be in the best setting if the group that supports you is a muscle-building group. You know, you might want people that are like-minded. Perhaps if you're a middle-aged woman, you surround yourself with a small group of middle-aged women. Meet every day, do a little bit of exercise, talk about your goals and your progress. Match your goals to the group that you select. On Herbalife.com, it's our website, you can get lots of tips about food, nutrition, exercise, and the science behind staying healthy, but you can also get matched up with groups in your community that are on the same journey you're on.
Yeah, because a lot of people will sabotage. They'll just say, oh, well, I don't want to do this, or they'll try it and they don't like it, and they're by themselves. So it's easy to self-sabotage is a real problem here. There's another place that you can go to get information if you want, discovergoodnutrition.com, discovergoodnutrition.com. So support systems to reach your weight goals, to reach the goal of eating well, all kinds of things, exercise, all kinds of groups. So two good places to get the info, discovergoodnutrition.com. And what'd you say there was herbalife.com, right, doctor?
That's correct. That's correct.
All right. Thank you, Doug.
Dr. John, I really think you're doing great work because I think it's so important to get people in groups who are thinking alike.
Dr. John Agwunobi here with Dr. Ken and Doug at 21 after the hour.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
And change after the hour. This is Good Day Health. An hour, we have 2 hours every week, which we spend time with the noted physicians. Dr. Jack Stockwell has an hour, and Dr. Ken Kronhaus has an hour. We're with Dr. Ken right now, and we're going to talk more about the research being done by the American College of Cardiology. A lot of news this week. And as we focus on this, because Ken is a cardiologist practicing in Florida, and by the way, Ken's facility is open, and his business is good because a lot of people, unfortunately, have problems, and they don't like the answers they're getting from their doctor, so they go see Ken for a second opinion. In my case, I go to him for a first opinion, but you can go to him for a second opinion if you'd like. Great bedside manner, unequaled in any circumstance that I find. Ken is sensitive, he's smart, he's jovial when he wants to be and needs to be, and then serious, because, you know, a lot of this stuff is very serious. You're telling people that they have a real serious problem and here's how to handle it, and there's nothing fun in that. But he does it and does it well and effectively. So if you'd like to check in with Dr. Ken, 352-735-1400 for an appointment in his office. 352-735-1400 for some of his award-winning approaches to your maladies. And one of the things, as we talk about things that you can do to prevent, you know, one of the things about the healthcare bill, I want to talk about this as time allows in the next half hour, Ken, the rejuvenation or reworking of the healthcare bill and whether it deals with prevention. One of the great preventative moves that you can take to keep your blood pressure where it is, which is so much of a focus of Ken's time, is to use Super Beets. One scoop in a glass of water or a smoothie, and you're all set for the day, supporting your circulation, blood pressure levels. How does this all work?
Well, I love it, Doug, when there's good scientific evidence to use a natural product that's safe and effective, and this is one that fits my wheelhouse so well. Nobel Prize winning research in 1998 for a substance in the body that was only discovered in 1988 called nitric oxide. This is the third important gas in the body after oxygen and carbon dioxide. This gas is necessary that the body continues to make so that the red blood cells that bring the oxygen from head to toe, they first have to spray the blood vessels to open them up so they can get through and in and deliver that oxygen so the body can make energy and do what it needs to do. If you don't get oxygen throughout the body from head to toe, you are going to feel lousy and the whole body won't work well. And you first need that nitric oxide being made and sprayed, and then the body works properly. And this will keep the blood pressure nice and low because the blood vessels will be nice and relaxed and the pressure comes down. And if you don't have the ingredients to make nitric oxide, the body just doesn't work properly. So you have to continuously get the ingredients, and it's hard to eat enough of these substances. And that's where SuperBeets, this amazing physiologist from Baylor, came up with the idea to granulate beets and into a little pellet that you can granulate and drink in a beverage of your choice. Or if you want to get your tank of nitric oxide raised after you check the level with your saliva, you put these little pellets on the surface of your tongue. So if you want a boost of energy instead of those high caffeinated beverages and with that mid-afternoon slump or before the workout, then SuperBeets is what you need. Or check your level of nitric oxide for your tank and get Neo 40.
So numerous football teams, athletes in general, Olympic athletes, doctors are drinking SuperBeets. It's clinically shown to improve heart health and stamina. Take Dr. Ken's advice. Call 800-655-4183 to order SuperBeets. If you're not in on the program, you'll start with the regular supply. You order 3 months, three canisters. Actually, you'll get four because there's an extra 30-day supply that comes without cost when you start. That's the first order from SuperBeets at 800-655-4183. Take Ken's advice. Beat the odds with SuperBeets, 800-655-4183. Get on the program now, 800-655-4183.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. Now's your chance to get unbeatable deals on more than 40 million square feet of beautiful top quality floors, like 5-inch wide pre-finished gunstock oak for just $149, and more than 230 other styles of pre-finished hardwood up to 26% off. 55 styles of North American and European laminate up to 28% off. Get 10% off distressed Virginia Millworks hardwood and all Avella wood look tile, plus more from 59 cents and special financing. The end of quarter clearance sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
The wrong boot will make your work suffer. Take Yeti. That's his forklift with the front wheels hanging just over the edge of the loading dock. And that is a big bead of sweat dripping down Yeti's face because he's pretty sure if he moves, this whole thing is going to go further south. Sure will be interesting when everybody gets back from lunch. When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Disruptor Work Shoe. Anti-fatigue technology and a 30-day comfort guarantee. Timberland Pro. Visit your local Timberland Pro retailer to get a pair.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5656 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5656.
The wrong boot will make your work suffer. Take Yeti. That's his forklift with the front wheels hanging just over the edge of the loading dock. And that is a big bead of sweat dripping down Yeti's face because he's pretty sure if he moves, this whole thing is going to go further south. Sure will be interesting when everybody gets back from lunch. When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Disruptor Work Shoe. Anti-fatigue technology and a 30-day comfort guarantee. Timberland Pro. Visit your local Timberland Pro retailer to get a pair.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? Problems with a growing prostate don't go away on their own. So you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. A recent survey of Super Beta Prostate users shows that over 86% of men report waking less frequently to use the bathroom. With Super Beta Prostate, you could have less urge to urinate and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-420-8162. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-420-8162. That's 1-800-420-8162.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Are you ready to better your life and up your business game? Secret Knock has been hailed one of the top events for business leaders in 2017. Ranked number one by Inc.com and number two by Forbes.com. This two-day event has a limited number of seats and they fill up fast. Hear real-life legends give their best advice. Also, make valuable business connections and prepare for 2017 to be your best year yet. Visit secretknock.co to learn more and apply now.
I got my records on. I shut the world outside until the lights come on. Maybe the streets are light, maybe the trees are.
Back to health information. This is the Good Day Health Program, an hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. And the focus here is what, at least in part, what's going on with the research projects. Ken's very big on evidence-based medicine, likes to bring the information to you so you can use it to decide perhaps maybe you don't know about the foods that you ought to eat or about the procedures that you ought to go through. And that's what a lot of this information is every week. A half a dozen different stories from different scientific sessions, different different meetings going on, the different journals that are reporting. So we sort of are in the middle of this discussion about the American College of Cardiology and their annual meeting, talking about various heart things right up your alley as a cardiologist, Ken. Ibuprofen has been studied, and it's very interesting because you'd think the opposite of what comes out of this study.
Yeah, this is a big study. I think it's going to have impact. Big in, because it's covered a lot of lives for many, many years. Reported this week in the European Heart Journal, Doug, this is a 10-year Danish study of nearly 30,000 patients, and it found the use of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, so-called NSAIDs, including ibuprofen, commonly sold as Advil. It was associated with a whopping 31% increased risk of heart attack. And this data was collected on all redeemed prescriptions for these NSAIDs from Danish pharmacies since 1995. And this includes drugs such as diclofenac, which is often called Voltaren, one of the brands. Also naproxen, ibuprofen, Vioxx, and Celebrex. These are the common over-the-counter and some of them prescription drugs that are used for pain. I think the take-home message about this is that this family of drugs, the so-called NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, These drugs are good on a short-term basis, but on a long-term constant use, you just leading for that next heart attack.
Asking for it. You're asking for it, sounds like, right?
Absolutely. And there's so many people who are on these things all the time because they're easily obtainable. The lower and medium strength ones are easily gotten over the counter without a prescription. And many people take, you know, you have a little ache or pain and you go on it. The key is listening to your body. And if you know predictably that you're going to have that ache or pain, then just ramp it down a little bit on your workout. You don't have to do it as hard as you think you do. Train, don't strain a little bit more and you will get the results that you want.
I like that expression. Train, don't strain. All right. So that's the story with ibuprofen.
As opposed to no pain, no gain.
No pain, no gain. All right. Let's see here. There's a new study that finds depression will double your risk of death, especially if you have a heart problem and you get depressed. The thing to do is to get yourself out of that depression, it looks like. Yes?
Exactly. And this also comes out of the American College of Cardiology Scientific Sessions. And it just is another example of how the heart and the brain are tied together, that people who have depression are at twice the risk of having a heart attack than people who don't. And once you have any heart illness, what this study is telling the doctor, that the doctor has to be especially vigilant with any patient at risk for getting heart disease or who has heart disease of the onset of depression. Because once that depression occurs, it must be treated or you're just going to accelerate the course and be looking at the number one killer of Americans, a heart attack. Oof. So be vigilant for that depression. Get it treated. Don't be afraid. Talking therapy is fine. If you need drugs, don't be afraid of them because it will save your life.
All right. Word to the wise is sufficient. One more heart item from the American Heart Association. Maybe this isn't just about hearts, but the fact that if you're a mother and you're overweight, what it does to your children, I would think this would be obvious. And you can see this around. This has impact on your health, your heart, your circulation, everything. And is it more for mothers that are overweight than fathers that are overweight, this study?
Well, this was studied in women. It probably would apply to men. This came out in the medical journal Obesity Science and Practice. What they discovered was that many overweight and obese mothers may underestimate the weight of their obese children. And children of obese mothers are less likely to recognize their own weight as well as that of their mother. So what's going on here, Doug, is I think that as obesity becomes more common, it seems to be coming more accepted.
Really? Well, it is. Look around.
Sadly.
Look at it. Look around at the parents and how big they are, how fat they are, how out of shape they are. And the children that follow along them like little ducks, the same thing. They look like little big people.
Exactly. And you know what I've told you. I am still looking for that first obese 90-year-old male. I've been a doctor since 1982. I don't want to even count how many years that is. But since that time, and even in medical school before that, in the 1970s, I have never, ever met an obese 90-year-old male. I've met a couple of obese 90-year-old females, but never an obese 90-year-old male.
All right.
If you know 90-year-old men, they're all thin, really thin-looking guys.
Yep, that's how you keep it going. All right, so the final study of the week is a focus on high school sports and concussions. Once again, what I drib, I'm relentless when it comes to this. And I think when you go to pro football or some of these other pro sports, when you sign on, you know what you're getting into. You know what you're expected to do. So I don't, my sense isn't that we worry about these people so much because they know what they're in for. It may be a life, it may be the end of their lives, but that's their choice. When you're in high school, a lot of times it's your parents' choice to decide whether you play football or you don't play football. I took my son out of it after he had a couple of concussions. Is it football or is there a surprise here in this study?
Well,
as to which high school sport
would you
has
like
the most
to predict? Would you like? I put this in there for you. Would you like to predict? Which high school sport has the most concussions?
Football or wrestling?
This comes out of the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons meeting in San Diego this week. Doug, female soccer players.
Yeah, that didn't surprise me.
They
yeah.
suffer the highest rate of concussions among all high school athletes in America. The rate is even higher than boys who play football, which would have been most people's first guess. Girls may be at greater risk of concussions while playing soccer due to heading the ball, Doug, maybe a lack of protective gear, and this emphasis on contact during the game.
All right. The choices that parents make that are in the best interests of your children, are they in your best interest or are they in your child's best interest? That's the real number. I think that's the question here. How many people make decisions based on what they want their children, based on what they did themselves versus what's known to be healthy or not healthy? This is just criminal. Parents who send their children to play soccer and encourage them to do it or football are just bad parents. That's the way I read it. I don't know how else you can come to any other conclusion, frankly. All right. Speaking of conclusions, let's get Ken's take on the GOP health care plan and see how it will work into his practice and other practices. And more importantly, what does it do for you as a taxpayer? And what does it do for you when it comes to your health and well-being? I'm sure Ken has studied this. So we'll get his analysis of the health care plan up next here on Good Day Health.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last.
Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
It's time to streamline your tools with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt cordless system. One C3 battery helps your tool work longer and powers over 30 different tools like the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt hammer drill. The compact hammer drill pushes out up to 515 inch-pounds of torque to handle even your toughest drilling and driving projects. A Jacobs metal ratcheting chuck and an LED work light makes this hammer drill durable and versatile. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Good Day Health. Doug Steffen here with a thought about your brain. Are you thinking about your brain? Did you know your brain could be 10 times more active than previously thought? This is not an evolutionary leap, but a change in what is known about your brain. Information. The nerve cells in your brain are neurons, and it's a bit more complicated. I mean, I'm not trying to give you a biology lesson here in a couple of minutes, but basically, think about them as communicating to each other through two parts. Scientists thought that one part was active and the other part was a sort of passive way of passing information along. But the research being done in Los Angeles at UCLA, which has studied many of these things that are producing electrical spikes, that sometimes our brains are 10 times more powerful than we have thought that they were. The way the neurons fire is different. Information gives you different energy in your brain. Some information reacts differently to the environment in your brain, which I find fascinating, frankly, because our brain's mostly water. If you didn't know that, that's why there's so much concern on neuroscience about brain concussions from sports activities, because the brain's just sitting there. So the discovery that neurons are communicating in a different language And understanding this is kind of a new language may help to treat neurological disorders like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and the like. Memory problems that you have with Alzheimer's or dementia. There are ways, and matter of fact, people are looking into it now to create computers that could be installed in your brain to think like your brain. Little computers that would eliminate Alzheimer's. How about that for hope? That really sounds like fabulous news, doesn't it, huh? I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day Health program, an hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who has very strong takes on the health care issues, including the health care plan, whether it was the Affordable Health Care Act, the Obama care plan, or the one that now the Republicans are looking at. What does this do for you as a health care provider, and what does it do for your patients if it's adopted the way it is right now?
Doug, I think it's way too early to know what the plan is because they're still negotiating it. They're still in first or second gear out of four or five. So I think there's going to be a lot of changes because they're going to need to get a consensus in the Congress to get this bill through. They don't have it yet. And, you know, you're working with people who are essentially deal makers, and they're going to get everybody in, and they're going to find out what people need to get it through. And I would predict that the final legislation that goes before Congress is going to look a lot different. And I just wish the Democrats would sit down and they would do a bipartisan bill. But it just doesn't look like that they want to support anything. I mean, I just wish that they could do this together.
All right. So the one thing that I would say about this, and then we'll leave it, is the disingenuous side of those who say that under the current plan, X number of people are members, and then if it changes, 24 million people will be out of it. What isn't stated but is obvious to anybody who's got half of a brain, you follow the money and you see how the premiums are going up. So if this new plan suggests that there would be 21 million people fewer, 13 million, whatever the number is, that will be covered by the insurance, what it doesn't take into account is the number of people who are dropping out because they can't afford the premiums in the first place.
Or the people who don't want to buy insurance. Because right now you're forced to. There's a big fraction of those people who just don't want to buy it.
The news media doesn't cover it from that.
They don't say that. No. And then the important thing is just wait till phase three if there will be cooperation to pass being able to buy it around state lines like you buy all other insurance. And then you're going to have incredible competition and the rates are going to go down. It's going to be more affordable. Because I don't know about your county, but in most counties where I live, there's one to two products that are available right now.
Yeah, that's what it is. All right. The B vitamin that we talk about as being so important, a study suggests that it will offer protection against the impacts of air pollution. What are, in your mind, the strengths of using B vitamins, and how much should we take? How often do you take B vitamins? What, there are different types of B. Is there a general B? What's the B word on B?
What's the B word on B?
Yes,
well,
the
B vitamins are very important. And I think if you take a good multivitamin, there's a good amount of B vitamin in all those. And you don't have to go way overboard. You know, if you eat a healthy diet, you'll get B vitamins. But just as a little security, taking a good multivitamin. The good thing about B is that it doesn't... It's not a fat soluble, it's a water soluble, and not to get too much into the weeds, so it usually is excreted and it's hard to overdose on it. But, you know, I eat a very healthy diet, as you know, a combination of the DASH and the Mediterranean diet. And I don't have high blood pressure, but the dietary approach to stop high blood pressure combined with the Mediterranean diet, I think, is the most healthy way to eat. And if you do eat that diet, you'll get plenty of B vitamins. And I just take a good multivitamin to make sure, a little insurance that I get enough B. And with that combination, you're going to get all the B you need.
Right. All right. So a word to the wise is sufficient about B. You want to have them in your system, in your diet, whether you get them from the food or whether you get them out of the multivitamin, whatever. But you need them because there's so much bad stuff in the air, pollution, it helps get it out of your body. Dr. Ken Kronhaus continuing here on Good Day Health.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Hi, Tom Baudet. According to the dad bod craze, the lumpy, less than chiseled look is now totally in. So you could say I'm in the best shape of my life. And so is Motel 6. They've updated their properties nationwide with contemporary everything, still for the same low price you've come to expect. So your wallet can feel a little pleasantly plump, too. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
At 53 after the hour, time for a visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's one of the medical experts here with the DJB experience. Dr. Ken is a cardiologist practicing in Florida at Lake Cardiology, his clinic that's been in existence for decades. He researches all of the medical journals every week and tries to bring us up to date on some of the important stories that focus on children and how having them may increase one's lifespan. So is this for both men and women, Ken?
It is. You know, the sleepless nights and stress that often accompany being a parent, which we all know about, may not sound like the ingredients for a longer life, Doug, but having children could add years to a parent's lifespan, according to a publication this week in Journal of Epidemiology and Community Health. What they found was that at age 60, for example, men with children, they live around 2 years longer than childless men, while women with children are likely to live around a year and a half years to longer than childless women.
All right, I'm trying to find in the medical news this week some good news. A lot of it is moderately negative, but here's one about fish oil supplements, and what happens to you if you take them after a heart attack. What you ought to be doing is taking them before you have a heart attack, because they'll keep you from having one, right?
Well, not so right. And
really?
This is about every 15 years, the American Heart Association puts out a statement about fish oil, and that's this week. They put one out. All the cardiologists, many are meeting in Washington, D.C., the American College of Cardiology, but the other big group, the American Heart Association, didn't want to get left out, so they put out a major statement about fish oil. And I don't know, I'm not so excited about it, because most of the studies show that if you want to help the heart and use fish, you have to get it the real way. You have to eat oily fish, salmon, mackerel, tuna, sardines. But the American Heart Association really squeezed this out. They mentioned a few studies that show after getting heart failure that there may be some improvement longevity if you take fish oil capsules. But what they agree and what the study showed, Doug, is that fish oil capsules don't harm you regarding the heart, but they don't help the heart before you have any heart trouble. So this is really...
So why would they help after the fact if they don't help before the fact?
That's what the studies show. But it shows a small effect. And my own feeling is that if you want to get the benefit, and there is benefit, you have to eat the real thing, not take the capsules.
So last night I went out and had the salmon for dinner. And when
you
I came home and I went to bed, I took my supplements and I took a fish oil supplement before I went to bed. So I'm doing a double dose here. To give myself double protection. Is that...
But you're not. You're just doing a wallet biopsy, and it was a good thing you had the fish.
You want to explain wallet biopsy, please?
You could spend your money somewhere better.
Mm-hmm. Well, that may be. But there's a psychological... The other side of this is...
If psychologically you feel better, the decrease in stress is worth it. Because, you know, stress is almost as bad as cigarette smoking for your heart.
Right. So if you are taking some of the things you're taking, which there is no negative side effect for, fish oil is one of them, and probably vitamin C is another.
You may just belch a little bit, but there's no side effect.
Oh, man, do I have that. Oof. Boy.
You probably don't want to take fish oil before you go to bed.
No?
No.
What is that? I have... Probably there's too much information attached to this.
Yes.
Yeah, the fish oil capsules do bring with them a return to the scene of the crime.
Do it quietly in the morning.
Yes, right, exactly.
While you're on the radio.
Yeah, right. All right, Dr. Ken, speaking of things that are good for you, Dr. Ken, I'd like to spend a minute talking to you about how good super beets are for you and why now is the time for you to get this safe, effective way of keeping your blood pressure where it is, as long as it's good. If it isn't good, maybe this brings it.
Outstandingly good. And this is my sweet spot. There's good medical research showing that a natural product will make you and your body just work so much better. Nitric oxide, Nobel Prize winning information, 1998. It's a signaling molecule from head to toe. The body needs it to open up the blood vessels so that the red cells carrying your oxygen can get through your circulation tubes from head to toe, bring the oxygen you need so your body works well. You see those Olympic athletes gurgling those big tubs of beet juice. Now you can get so simply from Super Beets. It gives you a big boost of nitric oxide. And if you want to get the tank level up, get their Neo 40 product, test your saliva, make sure that your levels are okay. Your whole body will work better. Your blood pressure will be better, and you'll feel better.
If you're ready to try your own Super Beets Superfood Shot, call 800-655-4183. Take Dr. Ken's advice. Super Beets, 800-655-4183.
This report is brought to you by SC Johnson. Did you know that the Amazon region produces 20% of the world's breathable oxygen? The Amazon rainforest is one of the world's most vital life support systems. From its role as the world's largest watershed to the fact that its trees act as the lungs of the earth, people need Amazonia to thrive. Every year, an estimated 3.7 million acres of the Amazon disappear due to deforestation. But there is something you can do to help. SC Johnson is joining forces with Conservation International to stop this trend. 1 acre at a time. Protecting an acre of tropical forest costs just $25. And for every acre saved by you, SC Johnson will double donations to save a total of 10,000 acres. Join us by protecting 1 acre of land for $25. And together, we can help make a positive impact for future generations. For more information about the Acre for Acre match and to view the new Conservation International VR film Under the Canopy, visit conservation.org/canopy.